Yes, but what do you prefer? We've talked about the need to be precise when asking for referrals for your business. The same holds true for any networking request. Remember, being exacting in the description of what you want isn't for the purpose of cutting out opportunities. Instead, it's just letting people know what you would prefer. Suppose that speaking engagements are part of your prospecting process. If you just say speaking opportunities, though, then you'd be happy any time you're in front of an audience, even if you're just haranguing passersby in a public park. Maybe that does work for you, but I'm guessing you actually have something else in mind when you're asking for such an opportunity. How big of a crowd do you want? How long did you want to speak? Do you expect to be paid? Should the group serve a particular industry? Are you willing to travel? How far? Okay, so that's speaking. What about writing opportunities? Did you want to write for an association newsletter, a magazine, a newspaper? Local, regional, or national? How frequently were you planning on writing? Do you expect to be paid? What topics did you want to cover? Even personal requests could benefit from a more detailed approach. What if you needed a recommendation for a doctor? Did you need a dentist, an eye doctor, a thoracic surgeon, or something else? Is this for you or for someone else in your family? Do you need someone local? Where is that? Which insurance would they need to take? In networking, specificity is the tool for us to ask for what we prefer. Take a few minutes before the next time you ask to really narrow down all the important details. Not only will it help your networking partners think of someone, but it drastically increases your chances that whomever they come up with will actually be the person you want.